Starting a new limud is always something special, a yom tov of sorts. The interesting thing about Maseches Rosh Hashanah, when we use the word Rosh Hashanah, when we speak about Rosh Hashanah, the whole concept is the Yom HaDin, the Echad B'Tishrei. Nevertheless, if you look at the Mishnayos in the Masechta, so Abba Rosh Hashanim Heim does not begin with what we call Rosh Hashanah. It begins with Echad B'Nisan. And in the second Mishnah, which is on Daf Tes Zayin, in the Gemara, Ba'abo Prokim Ha'olam Nidoin, again B'Nisan. It's only the third item on the list in Ba'abo Prokim Ha'olam Nidoin that Rosh Hashanah Be'echad B'Tishrei Kol Ba'olam Ovel Nefon of Kivnei Maroin. And that's very fascinating, and it's something that was noticed in Svarim. Tzadok HaKohen says in the Sisei Loila that Enochanami, with all that Rosh Hashanah is determined by Nisan. Because HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh. Kozer Re'eh V'Kadesh. I had a very, I think it's an intriguing thought. The whole notion of Rosh Chodesh is that the slightest sliver, the smallest hope, that Klal Yisrael can latch onto. And that applies to learning also. A person is full of doubts about his own capacity. When we look at the Rishonim and the Achronim, we ask ourselves constantly whether it's conscious or not. Sometimes the subconscious does more damage than the conscious. Whether it's conscious or not, we ask ourselves the question, Mali, I wouldn't like to use the word Litzara Hazais, but Mali Ledovazeh, where do I come to such a thing Bechlau? Who am I? And what shaykhs do I really have to all of this? Person opens up, everybody's very excited about Reb Kiveger's Akasha. Most of Reb Kiveger's Akashas, in the Gemara at least, and the Gilyan Hashas, are so obvious. Why didn't I think of it? Where was I? How come I don't understand the Gemara that way? And the same is true of many, many other Sfarim. And when you start looking at the accumulation of Sfarim, or the Gedolim, or the Talmidei Chachamim, you can spout Gemaras left and right, and Rashbas and Ritvas. The other day we made a bris. The baby's name is Nochem, is an Einikol, an Ur Einikol of Reb Nochem Petzovich, Reb Nochem Chidusha Reb Nochem. I was talking to someone who knew him quite well and comparing his memory to the memory of his shver, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. You know, the dakos of the comparison. How did this one remember? How did that one remember? But I noticed an interesting tzad hashava. They both remembered. So when you start thinking about what they remember and what we remember, so we start asking the question again, Mali. The Baruch Shalom gives you a koyach over zman. Not only is it a koyach over zman, it's a koyach over his man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes from the Kisei Adin to the Kisei Rachmim, and the reason he does that is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was decided that this is the day it was decided for him. Not that he decided. This was the day that was determined, afilu shoygin, afilu mezidin, because the Rosh Hashanah is determined by Bezdin, Mekudosh HaChodesh. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives that as the first mitzvah for that reason, because the first mitzvah is telling me the unbelievable importance of Zman, but the unbelievable koyach that Klal Yisrael has over Zman. When you come in the morning and it determines the entire day and it determines your family and it determines your life, you are actually being Mekayim HaChodesh HaZelochem Rosh Chodoshim. And that's what Rosh Hashanah and Masechta is telling you. There's a Yom HaDin and it's an unbelievable thing, but if you want to know what Yom HaDin is all about and you want to lead a life that leads to a proper understanding of Yom HaDin and a proper involvement in Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah and his mitzvahs, then you have to know something else. You have to know that the first of the Arba Rosh Hashanim is the Pesach Yontif that is determined by the Be'echad B'Nisan, that is determined by the Koyach of Klal Yisrael, that is determined by HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. You are the masters of Zman. I wanted also to tell you something that I noticed. I had a kash on a line in the Vilna Gaon when I was giving my shiur in Mishle with the Bir Hagra. And seeking pshat in this line, I reminisced about many of the chaverim that I had that kind of fell away from learning over time. And what an unbelievable zuchus you have. pasuk says, there are two psukim in Perek Chof Hei, Al tishadah lifnei melech ubimkoim gedoylim al ta'amid. Don't be a big shot, don't stand where you don't belong. Bimkoim gedoylim al ta'amid. Ki tov amolecha alei heina. It's much better if they're told, whoever it is told, get up from your lowly spot and rise up to the spot of kavod. Somebody else should tell that to you. Then the lehefech, that a person is in a high place and he's a big shot and somebody knocks him down. The last words of this pasuk, mehashpilcha lifnei nodiv asher ro'u einecha, the words asher ro'u einecha don't seem to be necessary and don't seem to have a pshat. Pasuk could easily have said, ki tov amolecha aleinu, better that somebody should take you from the low spot and lift you up and say, please come and rise up to this madrega, mehashpilcha lifnei nodiv, that he should be wrongly all the way up there because of gaiva, because of kavod, and somebody should knock you down. You don't belong here. You belong down below. That's the end of the pasuk. What are the last words? Asher ro'u einecha. The Gaon was apparently bothered by this, and he says something incredible. He says, ki tov amar lecha alei heina, ki kashati elomed mirav shetovin mimenu. If you learn from a Rebbe that you understand what he's telling you, and you understand his shiurim, and you could follow, Tizgadel, v'yoyim alucha alei. You will grow. You will shteik. K'moy Rabbi Meir shechaza ubol Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara Neilav in Daf Yud Gimel says that Rabbi Meir was originally a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, didn't understand what he was talking about. Rabbi Meir. So there's hope for everybody, you know. Rabbi Meir didn't understand either. So he went after he discovered that there's no point in remaining with Rabbi Akiva. He went to Rabbi Yishmael. And apparently Rabbi Shmuel's shiurim were different. And those shiurim he could understand. The Gemara and the Mefarshim explain what was the chiluk between the two. And apparently, the chiluk was that the Gemaras that he needed for Rabbi Akiva must have been like a machine gun. And he was throwing Gemaras as rayas back and forth to the Yesoidus that he was saying. And all the diyukim that he was dairish. And he didn't know those Gemaras to begin with. So he had to learn the Chaymer before he could have the Lomdus. So the Lomdus without the Chaymer didn't go. So he left Rabbi Akiva. He had enough integrity and enough honesty that he was able to leave Rabbi Akiva with all of the covet and the glance that that meant. And he went to Rabbi Yishmael. He gathered the Chaymer that he needed. And then he returned to Rabbi Akiva. So that's what the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, and that's what the Gaon is talking about. Ki kashati eloi meid merav, shetovin mimenu tisgadol v'yoy melecho alei. K'may Rabbi Meir shechozar ubo l'Rabbi Akiva. So that's the alei, from Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Akiva is alei. Me hashpilcho lifnei nodiv, avol, im loy tucha lohovin, v'af al pikein teishev lefonov, v'chakach yashpilucha, ki ta'abed afilu ma shelomadeta mitchila. There's a very unusual line in the Gra and doesn't seem to belong to the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't say anything about what you really knew. The pasuk simply says that you don't belong in a place, then you won't be able to learn, so you have to leave. So he says, no. Mashpilcha lifnei nodiv asher ro'u einecha. He's touching up those last words. What's the pshat asher ro'u einecha? Klomar afilu ma shelomadeta mitchila etzel harav asher hisagta oisai veheivanta dvarav. Imagine, you learned earlier, before he came to Rabbi Akiva. He learned. What if he would have stayed with Rabbi Akiva, the gaiva, the shtoltz? This is not my place. I'll make believe. So I won't understand what Rabbi Akiva says. But mehecha teisa, that I lose everything that I learned until now. What's the pshat in that? Okay, so it fits the pshat of the words, asher ro'u einecha. What's the stamol gelernt, what you learned already, and what you knew, asher hisakto isoi, v'heivanto dvarov, afilu zeh ta'abed, ki sishkaches hadvorim asher ro'u einecha. And then he says that that's the pshat, mehashpilcha lifnei nodiv asher ro'u einecha. You lose even that which you got from the Rebbe that you could understand. So I was thinking about this, and I realized that sometimes, you know, you have to rack your brains to understand something, you use your logic. Sometimes you use the Makairis that you know, and sometimes you lose life experience. As both as a Rebbe and as a Talmud, I remember so many people that were in a shir or in shiurim that they had no shaykhus to. It was the COVID, it was this, it was that, it was the politics, it's this nishka past. Everybody's going up and I shouldn't go with them. And you know what happened? After a certain point, they taka said, Mali ulitzara hazais. And ulitzara hazais. And they were filled with yiyush. And they abandoned the Gemara, maybe never ever to come back to it again. And that affected their lives and affected their families and all the things that I mentioned L'Toiva before, that's what it affected L'Ra. And you know what happened? What happened was that Yiyush erased not only the knowledge, because Im Tazveini Yomayim Ezvekah, as Yerushalmi says, but besides that, the Pasuk and the Lashon of the Bracha, B'harev no Hashem Elokeinu Hizdivei Sarascha Befinu. Without that arevus, without that mesikus, we do not stand a chance. It's too big, it's too vast, it's too complex, and it requires a mesiris nefesh. And the mesiris nefesh, if it's mitigated by this incredible sweetness, that there's such a geschmack, but where does geschmack come from? It comes from havana, it comes from such a chabura, like you hear, from zotayel aleish hakoylel. It comes from the tremendous enthusiasm of Ben. You know, every time Ben sends an email, it's always the greatest, the best, and the most famous, and the most perfect, and the most wonderful. And it's true. It's really true. Because everything depends on your attitude. Everything. So Lemaisa, the bottom line is that if a person has that simcha sachayim that comes from his ava satoire, from his geshmak, from the baharev no Hashem alekenu es divrei sarascha befinu, so then it's takavni anachnu b'tzetzainu. The lo yamushu mipichum pizarachum pizera zaracha. You know, some say b'tzetzainu, some say b'tzetzainu, and everybody says that tzetzainu includes it, so it's all the same. It really means many dairis. Even if it's just the word tzetzainu, it means the dairis that follow. You know why? Because you put in that yishmak in your children and you give them the feeling and they see you learning, they see you going out in the morning before you do anything else, you're coming to learn. The tata geit launen. And that's an unbelievable thing. And you come with such a geshmak and such an enthusiasm and such a koil ha-toira. But if a person, chalila v'chas, is misyayish, then it doesn't happen. And if that doesn't happen, then everything breaks down. And then you lose your mastery over zman. And the zman becomes a master over you. The amount of hevel that goes on, even in the seeking of parnosa, is neira v'ayim. And you have to do it. It's your achrayus. The person has to bring in the parnosa. But when a person has that yosei neman, takua, in the beginning of the day, that is machriya the day. No matter what, it's machriya the day. And you come back the next morning. You know what? The person yearns and hopes for that moment when he can go back to Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It's unbelievable. So you have to know what you have here, and I certainly... I mentioned many times, sometimes I look through the window, I don't want to bother anybody, and I don't want anybody to get up for me, and I don't want to disturb the retzifus of the learning, so I keep my distance. But I look through the window, and I have such hanah, and all of the things that, the koichas that I put in, and the efforts, the money, the whole, everything is kedai just for this kol alone, never mind all the other learning that goes on here. That is the idea of the goin asher roeh einecha, person justifies, corroborates, and feels the validation of his learning if he has the Vaharivna. And if Chas V'Sholem the opposite, then he's lost. Then he's mamish lost. Not only does he lose because he doesn't understand, he loses his tam. Once you lose the Vaharivna, Rachmanu Litzlan, then you lose all the learning from before. Asher roeh einecha is lost. So it's a tremendous zechus, and you have your limud. Where are you starting from? From which sugya? Rohu Bezd. Beautiful. So Bezdas Hashem Yisbarach, it should be with tremendous hatzlocha, and keep it up. Eventually, you'll finish all of Shas. Be'iyun.